We're Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches, and today is part two in a two-part series, Barb, on a hot marriage. And Kristen Welch has a website. It's called wearethatfamily.com, and she did an article that we highlighted in the first of the two-part series entitled Habits of a Hot Marriage in the Middle of Motherhood and Monotony. And Barbie, go ahead and highlight that, and we're going to then share the first three keys or the secrets to having a hot marriage, and then we're going to add the next three, because this is really, really
well,
applicable.
Well, the fun thing is that she and her husband finally got away. He had won a vacation through his trip, and they promised on those white sandy beaches that they would have some hot marriage when they get home, and they wouldn't let the bills and homework and cooking and doing laundry and all the monotonous things get in the way. But, you know, she wrote so aptly on her website that once you get home, you really don't return to a white hot marriage. You return to the monotony, and so you have to work hard within each day.
It takes a lot of intentionality.
It does. And so she has six challenges. We only covered three in the last broadcast, but she's got six very healthy habits to make your marriage great. And she challenged all of us to take 21 days, try it each day, and see what happens. I think she's right on. So do you want to cover those first three that we covered in the last?
Barb, the first one was to touch every day. And we know that this is important in our marriage. We know it's important in our research. We talk about non-sexual touch in our book, The Five Sex Needs of Men and Women. We know to initiate that when a husband initiates it, it really, you know, sets off the dingers in his precious bride. And when a wife initiates it, a guy loves it, and we both love to receive it. So touching every day. And I think what she is saying is here she is, you know, a younger mom with young kids, and, you know, she's just spinning all these plates trying to help manage all of these different needs. And yet touching between a husband and a wife is critically important.
Yes, at the same time, she can be exhausted at the end of the day, and that's the time of day when she doesn't want to be touched.
Yes.
Because she's tired.
Yes.
She wants to crawl into those sheets.
But we can't read your mind on that
one.
I know. That's why it's so important.
I know. So, but the neat thing is, and you and I are being kind of, we're joking around right now, for those of you that don't get it right now. But anyway, you know, when a husband comes along and he just hugs his wife in the closet, when he pats her on the backside, when he just wraps his arms around her and reminds her how wonderful she is, mm-hmm. and that he'd marry her all over again. You know, when you squeeze your mate's hands when you're walking through the grocery store.
Yeah.
Those are all just wonderful ways of intentional touching. So let us ask you, are you touching on a daily basis?
And then number two, are you being a good forgiver? Kristen Welch writes about. And Barb, that's what Paul is really challenging us. He's exhorting us. He's instructing us in Romans 12:18. As far as it depends upon you, whenever possible, be at peace with everyone. And if you want a red hot marriage, then you know what? Make those offenses, put them into perspective, choose the relationship over the issue, initiate and respond to forgiveness. And then Barb, number three.
Well, number three is make the little things big. And nobody knows your spouse better than you do. If your spouse loves peanut butter and chocolate, then go get the peanut butter and chocolate at the store. Or it might be a card that you pick up that says something special just the way your spouse needs to hear it heard. You know your spouse. I mean, think about it. I'm going to ask you a question. What's that small, significant thing that might just win your spouse again today? Do it on a daily basis. Make the little things all big.
And now let's introduce to our friends, Barb, the next three habits in order to have a red-hot marriage. And number four, okay, so we highlighted from the first program the first three, but number four is fill your mind with thoughts of your spouse. This is really, 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 really good. In other words, guys, divert your eyes from the gal in the fourth row of the choir or the person that's walking down the hall and getting a glass of water at the office or somebody in the restaurant. You know, gals, focus on the man that you shared wedding cake with rather than the man in the novel or that you're seeing on the film. And allowing those thoughts to kind of stir those romantic you know, it just kind of that chemistry that can move from romance into lust. And if that goes unchecked, can move into a very unhealthy situation in your relationship.
Gary, she writes about this, and it is so good. She talks about there's so many ways to get satisfaction outside of a spouse.
Yeah.
But listen to these words. She says, lust is ignited with a second look.
Mm-hmm.
How true that is. And, you know, we as women, we've got radar and we've seen men sneak that second look. We've seen men in the mall sneak that second look at a woman that walks past, and we sense it. We see the whole thing come down, and men don't realize that everything is in full view of their wife and other women. But listen to this as she writes, but when we let our mate fill up our tank, we are on the path to a marriage that is not only white hot, but holy.
Yeah.
And who That's doesn't want a holy, boundaried, it's all happening at home, it's white, steamy, hot with your spouse? That's good counsel.
Well, Barb, the author of Hebrews, in Hebrews 13:4, says, marriage should be honored by all and the marriage bed kept pure. And that really is what God desires for us. And so I'm with you on that. That is strategic and that is absolutely key. You know, number five is kind of a, this is a really interesting one because this is a really easy one. If you need to initiate it, you can do number five. But it takes sacrifice because we're wired differently.
We are wired differently. There's usually an owl that likes to stay up late in every marriage, and there's a fowl that likes to get up early. She is recommending go to bed at the same time.
Yeah.
And that sometimes means the fowls have to wait for the owls to get in bed, or the owls need to go to bed a little bit early. The key is connect during that quiet time. Connect and just have that time of just being still with one another. It's really priceless.
Well, it is, Barb. And it means, you know, putting aside the technology, you know, not sitting there texting. Okay, I'm in bed.
Or watching TV.
Yeah, but I'm sure not going to connect to you.
Sure.
And it just means that this is a very tender time. You know, so one of the things we've learned in parenting is, you know, sometimes the most teachable moments for kids are when they're getting ready to rest in the evening because the world is beginning to slow down. And I think it's the same thing for a marriage. It's a great opportunity. We coach at our conferences. This is one of the four times a day to initiate connection before you go to sleep at night. So you can pray together. You can hold each other's hand. You can be sexually intimate. You can be spiritually intimate. You can be emotionally intimate. You can share some of your just concerns. And it doesn't mean get all wound up. But this is a time when the two of you are saying, okay, for the next 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours, we're not going to be connecting. What do we want to say to each other? What do we need to say to each other to express that love?
It's the quieting time.
And then number six, Barb.
Well, number six is compliment each other. And I love how she writes, this author says, you can get 500 compliments or 500 likes on your new haircut or your new hair color, whatever. But when your husband walks in the door and says, oh, I like your hair, that's what really connects to your heart because it comes from your spouse. And it just, it makes your eyes light up. It's amazing the power of words. She also writes the other day that they were looking for, they were just out shopping and their little girl said, mommy would like this red t-shirt. And he said, no, your mommy's favorite color is green. And she'd overheard it. And just that specialness of being known, how powerful that is to us in our marriage.
Well, and Barb, it means we need to be alert. Yeah, I know you came home yesterday and you had just had your hair done. And I knew that because you told me that. So I remember kind of making a mental, you know, checklist in my mind thinking, you know what? I need to be intentional and purposeful. And Barb, yesterday was a long day for me. And it was about an 11 or 12 hour day. So, you know, my synapses were not synapsing very well when I finally did see you. But I remember not blurting out, but just going, I really like your hair.
Yeah, you'll like it even better when you get the bill.
Yeah, well, that will keep a red hot marriage. We're Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. And we've been sharing six habits to having a hot marriage. And again, we want to attribute that to Kristen Welch. But we'd also like to have you join us at AmericasFamilyCoaches.com/free on our website to learn more about our ministry.